Blog Talk Radio.
King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We
We greet you all. We thank you all for being here. Thank you all. Thank you, Monkey Bastard, and everybody. Listen, every single, I may not get back with y'all, okay, but every single one of y'all that contributes to the ministry, I see every single one of them, and I appreciate it, and I love you, and I thank you for being obedient to the Most High Yah and helping us in this work. None of them ever goes unnoticed. They never does it teach?
That's true. Very true.
I always tell people, thank you. And I want to also send a special shout out to all my faithful brethren who contributes to my vacation fund. That's something me and Elder Ruth was talking about some time ago because, you know, I actually worked 50-something years without a vacation. What we're going to do is when we get the time and stuff like that, this year we're going to send Teacher Shane out to a couple of communities and help teach y'all about community a little bit. Those that you are that are home community, you up for that, right?
Amen.
Jesus to serve whatever you need. Hey, check this out. I was in but let me, before I get going, remind me of going postal, okay? As soon as I get finished with this thought, remind me of going postal. But we got a lot moving and shaking that we're getting ready to do here. So I appreciate each and every last one of you that contribute. Thank you, Monkey Bastard, for being there and contributing by way of Super Chat. All of you that are contributing by Cash App, PayPal, money order that you send to the 641 address, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I'm sure that many of you, the Most High Yah, have definitely blessed you. It's important. It's extremely important that we remain obedient to the scriptures.
Absolutely, yes.
Even the communities. The communities, they always, the communities and homesteads, they faithfully send in their tithes and offerings unsolicited. They do it every single month. And without fail, they do it. And we thank the Father for it. Also, as the other Philippians, most people have no idea how much Straightway in itself contributes and gives out.
Yes, sir.
What other ministry you know that uses the funds that the Most High Yah gives them and uses it to develop, buy lands, develop them, move things on it so that they can get free? You ain't seen any, have
you? I really tell you the truth, I haven't.
I haven't either. Because I've been, the closest thing I've seen to it is the Overcoming Ministry, but they just never could seem to get off the ground. They had their one main hub in Walterboro, South Carolina. Then they had other little communities and stuff, and then when that, what would you call it? Perpetual sin? Unrepentant sin?
Yeah.
Unrepentant?
Yeah.
Unrepentant sin, because we used to have associated with it too, but when people have unrepentant sin and unresolved issues and stuff, I can tell you, our footprint, we kick the traces.
Yes, definitely.
Is that right?
We separated, yeah.
We kick the traces. Yes. Mm-hmm. The man had a perverse spirit, and we kick the traces. He wanted us bad, but I will say this about the old man, R.G. Stair. I heard from an interview and some people that still live down there today that he has always spoke favorably about Pastor Dow and Straightway. Matter of fact, he even told the reporter, he said, I've been watching Pastor Dow, and Pastor Dow has got it right. I wish I would have done it the way he's doing it. Well, I'm only doing it the way that God says. You understand, man?
Yes.
I was talking to a guy today there. But anyway, before I get going, I want to say thank each and every last one of for your contribution. I see every each and every last one. I see faithfulness. You know what's disturbing, though, is on PayPal, I have people asking me for donations. And the people that are asking me for donations are people who I don't know. They're not even part of the ministry.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I've had that too. Yeah.
I'm like, so I counsel it.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? And that's another thing people don't understand about the day, time, and hour that we're in. When we're Israel, we're Israel.
Yes.
Everybody got this little stupid philosophy. Well, I'm keeping the commands. I'm serving y'all. Okay, well, good. Go ahead. I know one thing. Israel served the Father together.
Yes.
And he did tell us that when he scattered us, he would gather us. That's the great one. Mm-hmm. But according to Leviticus 20, Jeremiah 29, Isaiah, the Messiah, the apostles, the prophets, every one of them speak in unity, when he speaks about us as a nation coming together.
Yes.
And even when we get to the book of Hosea over in Revelation, the 12th chapter, we see that the Israel, the real Israel, mm-hmm. is going to have a place prepared for them in the wilderness. So all you nomads out there think that you're going to do this on your own. You're going to have a brutal awakening. And that's amazing how that part of the scripture everybody ignores. Everybody's writing their own eyes and everything else. But you know what we're dealing with more than anything is generation? A stubborn spirit.
Yes. Yes.
You hear me teach?
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with stubbornness.
Yes. That
every man, because there were no judges in the land, every man does that which is right in their own eyes. Stubborn people. Just stubborn. And now you got, and that means you got young people think that they're in a position that they correct us that's been doing this forever. That's bad.
Yes.
That's broke.
Really broke.
What do you say? It's all an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
I saw servants on horses
yes.
and kings walking beside them. That's what the Most High said. That was an abomination. Hmm? Where's this guy? He's still up. Man, I didn't mean to post that on that today. You know, I'm getting old and stuff. I thought I was hitting the unlisted button, but anyway, he made it out there to prime time on YouTube, and of course he get more attention and comments than any of my videos ever get. He has less views, you know what I mean, because it was just saying January 20, whatever today's date, but I changed the thing. But he's got a hell of a more comments than my videos ever get. But hopefully he's going to you know, with all the years we've been in this, hopefully by now we got figured out how to raise submissive, wise young sons
yes.
that will follow in the way and go on in this inheritance. What is that? What is that, man? I think she's kept going. What is that, buffalo dip? Is it good? It feels good. Y'all bring me a little bit of buffalo dip and chips while we're in here. But I would tell y'all, man, I do appreciate y'all greatly. As we know, Elder Rufus, myself, we done exhausted all these means. The debate with Baki is off. Bell Key, it's off. It's off because why do grown men act like little children? And besides all that, when you really truly look at it, when you look at the foolishness that he's in, he ain't going to get up and just blow a bunch of damn hot air about chakras and we've always been green
eating
ancestors and ancestors. We've been eating our ancestors all this time and playing with damn stones and crystals and all this old other esoteric Hindu shit. Ain't gonna quote. Y'all should know by now that Bell Key don't believe the scriptures. Isn't that right? He don't believe the scriptures. As a matter of fact, he's out there now on a campaign coming against the scriptures and circumcision using humanistic logic. Why would a God? Ain't nobody told you to question him. But you know, the Bible said that people would get vain in their thought. They would get puffed up in the last days and all this other stuff, and it's sitting right in front of us. One reason, boy, that is good. Dang. One reason why I don't mention him much is because I'm not about to give him a bunch of accolades so he can try to advance his platform by being contentious and coming over here and trying to get on mine.
True.
Now,
true.
He's lying to y'all. He flat out made a video speaking falsehoods. Said he'd challenge anybody. That's what he said. I made a video and answer, said I accept your challenge. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden he got all upset because I accept his challenge. It wasn't nothing personal. You said something false. I put out the challenge. And now we sit up there and watch this spirit you've been running you all this time. See, I keep telling you, he's always believed these falsehoods. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Y'all turn around and expose him.
Yeah.
Y'all about to be unhinged. Hmm? And use your pastor to do it in the fullness of time. At the right time. Remember, all things are lawful, but they're not. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
But we truly like to thank each and every last one of you for your support. Your prayers, more than anything, all y'all. We can't say enough about Israel. So, today, I was in going postal, and David, he's the owner up there, right? He said when he first got here, because he's watched me, right? He said, you ever heard anything much about that? At that time, there used to be a guy by the name of Elder Spinney. He said that. So David asked Elder Spinney, you ever heard about this guy named Pastor Dow? You know what I told him? Nah, I ain't never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Elder Spinney said. I ain't never heard of him.
Wow.
Hmm? He said, oh, okay. Little did he know that I will go in there. And I like to say, listen, Israel. If you're in this area up here and you need to ship stuff, you need to go and ship it through Guam Postal.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That dang post office,
yes.
I would rather give the, even if I have to pay a dollar or two more for shipping, I would much rather give it to someone who supports us and gives us a discount.
Yep.
In the mailbox and shipping.
Yes.
Than to go to that post office and give it to the federal post office.
Yes, sir.
I would. And so if y'all ever ship anything or something, tell them Pastor Dow sent y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll even take mail for you. He gives us a special discount. He just likes us. Love our videos and everything. So anyway, I meet him up there. And one day I seen Spinny's son. Little Isaiah. And I said, yeah, Spinny's son right there. He says, you know him? I said, yeah, tell Spinny. I said, hi. He went to tell Spinny hi, and Spinny got mad. He didn't get mad that he lied to the man. He got mad because he got found in a lie. Then he proceeded to say that, man, that man hates you. Said it sounded like a personal problem. Don't care. He's gone. I think he told David, he said he was a master, Spinny told him he's a master scholar. Okay? If he's a master scholar, why hasn't his gift made room for him? Apparently, He got out of reserves on medical discharge. Even if the king, the calves back, say he don't, some things he don't eat, but he don't eat everything. He eats stuff that's unclean. Claims to be a Christian. Let me get this right. You can be an elder. You can sit on the board, the ecclesiastical council, and adjudicate matters. Then all of a sudden you slip, and your turn is set up in front of the council. And you don't like the judgment, so you kick the traces. It's proud, isn't it?
Very proud.
And look the way his life has gone ever since.
The last word he's preached went against him.
What a brute.
Same thing he went into. He preached to get it. That was the last thing he preached.
Last thing he preached.
Then he stepped into
it. Then he stepped into it. Nobody ever seems to put the correlation together that you're going to turn your hand back on Yah. Well, I'm only going to eat just a little bit more of this Israel. I can't help it. This stuff is good. Teacher Shane over there munching, man. I'm asking, it's good. I just don't eat much during broadcast. It's good. Thank y'all again for all y'all offerings, okay? We're going to get going here on the broadcast. We usually just warm up the first 30 minutes to give people time to come in. You know what I mean? It is good. It don't look good. It is good. Hallelujah. The land in Alabama is coming to roll on real good.
It looks
great. Coming on real good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work straightway. What we got to do?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of forms coming in today.
Good. All of them didn't come in, though, did it?
Got one more shipment.
One more shipment. So we,
right behind.
Straightway, we're going to go down and we got to build them a fellowship hall. They need a place where they can fellowship and watch Shabbat services. Fellowship hall / dining hall. You know what I mean? A multi-purpose
building.
For a small community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're getting ready. To make some moves this year.
Thank you.
And move some faithful Israelites around. Y'all know that they also stole Yah's land. Isn't that amazing? How I trusted that man.
Yes.
That is sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what? One thing I found out that every single one of these people that's turned like this is because they got some type of perverted spirit on them. They always doing something perverted. We went down there and put all that blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes.
In the heat. South Carolina's hot in June and July.
Yes, it is.
It was just as hot a few years ago as it was when I went in boot camp.
Yeah.
Too hot.
A lot of love equity went into that.
We put well over 80% of the resources in that community. Wow. That's not including time, energy, and effort. I should have just put it in my name, Because now we got stuff in the name of the ministry, in the name of the foundation, instead of just trusting. Why is it that it's always like that in the book? You got these righteous men that come along, and they serve God and do it in the beauty of holiness. And then just one generation removed after them, these people become selfish. And they forget the God that delivered them and bought them. And it turned back to the weaker beggarly elements. We're going to find out. You didn't hurt me. You just got finished doing y'all people wrong.
Ooh.
You touched the apple of y'all's eye. I know how to let y'all do the judgment. I like this guy by the name of Rap the News. I did an investigation. Apparently, this guy, for 4 or 5 years, has just been going in on Straightway. I don't know nothing about it. Never heard of him. First time I really ever heard of him, is when he's dead.
Yeah, this year. Right?
Yeah. Last time he went in on us when we was up there on Lions Den in December. And we were having, he's trying to say we false people and false and prophets and all this stuff, right? He went in on us. Most of y'all said, I done had enough of that. That man wasn't even, I don't even think he's 45 years old. Mosiah killed him. Took him out. The turn of the Roman New Year. Then I found out what his offense was. You want to hear it? His offense is the same offense that's going on with everybody today. He did not believe that Yahshua was the Messiah. He was a so-called Old Testament Hebrew. I don't know what that is.
What the heck is that?
I ain't never heard of it. People make up all kind of stuff today.
I didn't hear Paul say that.
No, I didn't hear him say that either.
Hebrew.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So let's get this right. He didn't believe in the Messiah, so he died without a Savior. It says God's salvation. How did even if you're going to claim to be an Old Testament Hebrew, how do you miss the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel that fit this time today?
The Father will have a Son. Yeah. All the way to the Father through the Son.
David even said
that. Yeah. We died without the Son and the Father. And the Holy Spirit. He
puts
the train all together.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I just thank the Father for the Holy Spirit. And mind you, he never had a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now you're really in trouble.
Yeah. If you don't believe the Son, how is the Son going to
send you in
spirit?
He's in real trouble.
I know.
All you Christians out there have never had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know that there are steps to salvation?
Ooh. Come on, Pastor. It's continual.
And I'm not only going to talk about just a one-time repentance.
All right, preach.
There are steps to salvation that must be taken to show that you believe.
Yes.
And then the biggest step to salvation is staying safe.
That's the biggest part.
They lied to you, people.
Yeah.
When you think you did a one-time repentance and you think that covered you for the rest of your days of life.
Oh, no.
But David could say, take not your Holy Spirit from me, but live in fear.
Yes.
But you believe in this once saved, always saved jump. Look at the devil, and the devil is alive.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So, if you have salvation, then the book tells you to save yourself from his untoward generation.
Yes.
Then it tells you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yes.
Who told you this is just a one-time thing? So, if you can turn around and be so-called saved, and then deny the very salvation that bought you, and bring upon yourself swift destruction.
Yes.
Hmm? There's a lot of people written in the renewed covenant that lost salvation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Christianity done done a job on y'all. It's even affecting y'all minds till today.
Pouring y'all out.
Mm-hmm. It done a job on y'all.
Yeah.
I know that it's cranking back up again. I've been having people calling me Apostle Dow and Prophet Dow for years. They've been calling me that. And believe me, I get it. But until the Most High Yah moves on my heart, and believe me, he's even done sent a couple of people by here. Lord, we just is not what this broadcast is about. So I think that people are toying around with the Most High Yah for the little, small, allotted amount of time that we have here on this earth. And I don't think it's wise. So I'm going to say the same thing that Yahshua said. If you cannot believe me for my words and what I've spoken and said by my words, because a lot of people have words. Don't they have words?
Yes, a lot of words.
If you can't believe me for my words, I don't like the way Pastor Dow talks. I don't like how he speaks. I don't like the tone. I had one Jezebel today on Facebook get up there and get on there and really let me have it. And I said this something. Jezebel can't even stay in a place.
Monstrous mouth.
Yeah, mistress.
Mistress.
Mouth. Monster of a woman. If you cannot believe me for the words that I am saying, then believe the works. The one thing you can't deny is the fruit.
Yes.
And remember, Yahshua said, by their fruits. He didn't say by their words.
No.
Because people will deceive you with good words.
Yes.
And fair speeches. And deceive the heart of the simple.
Yes.
You got people out there, all they're doing is hearing but not doing. They have deceived themselves. He's sleeping. Mm-hmm. They have deceived themselves, and now they're seeking to deceive you. Is that right, Teach?
Yes, sir. That is so true.
Oh, we got a little bit of something we're going to go over here tonight. But we got a lot of work coming up at the turn of our new year. We're stacking up resources, building materials, getting everything ready because we got a lot to do. We're going to finish this one. We got a lot to do. We've got a lot to do. And, of course, if you stay tuned to Straightway, you're going to see the same thing you've always seen, elbows and shoe soles. Moving and shaking. You're going to be seeing myself, Straightway, and the teacher Shane out there leading the charge. So here we are doing the work of Yah, and we give him all the credit for it. Why do people get so mad at us doing that? I was talking to Dave up at going post today, and he says these people are nothing but closed mind. I say, yeah, I know. I said, people, they want to have unsolicited opinions about us. But nobody wants to have vigorous, civil dialogue and discussion. Because we all believe that the scriptures are common ground. Then the Bible says debate your cause.
Yes.
You can't do that when you got the preachers who think that they know something deceiving you and have a bunch of cowards.
Yep.
Well, I found out that I was a neighbor up here, Rick. We purchased that land up there, that last 10 acres of land.
Yeah.
He even went up there to go on post complaining that we bought it. What good is it to go up there and murmur to all these people? And you know what he told us? He said, sounds like business to me. You had a price in mind. He gave him a high price. He accepted a high price. He all in his feelings. All in his feelings. Now his feelings done messed up their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Best neighbor you ever had. We're fine. We're good. Everybody doing fine? Everybody doing good? I tell you what, we'll be right back here in just a second. We would prefer, if you like to, if you want to support the ministry, send in your offering, your letter, support, your check, money order, whatever you want to do, send it in to the address. Which one is it, teach?
641. Keeps getting moved.
It keeps moving.
I think Blog Talk's doing it.
Okay. I'm about to delete the old ones then.
Yeah.
We're going to give y'all some information here, and we'll come back with tonight's broadcast, all right?
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. King is coming. Well, straightway, we're going to have a lot of work to do. It's already stacking up on us. We're not far from unleavened bread and Passover. It starts, let's get the time right here. I'm going to send April 14th. January, February, March, April, May. That's a little bit later this time, isn't it? It's close to it. Hallelujah. Hey, but y'all ready, Israel? If y'all ready, we're going to go ahead and get started. All right, if y'all ready, either type in ready or the number 7 to let me know y'all ready and we'll get going here. Hallelujah. Good to see Israel here, you know it. All right. So, well, you know, you all know that the Most High Yah has been dealing with us as a ministry. We go back to a couple of blog talks where I was on the Sister Sister broadcast, and that kicked it off. The Most High said, basically, if you discerning and have a discerning ear and eye, he's basically said, all right, that's gotten had enough. Next thing you know, we're talking about, you know, going back to the order of things. Order. I told you, the Most High Yah, we quote scripture all the time, is his eyes is 10,000 times brighter.
Yes.
Ain't nothing hidden from us. So when you hear us preaching and teaching messages, you better take it as a word that comes straight from Yah. And then what Paul said, some of you even receive me as an angel from Yah.
Yep.
Paul, he had people so dedicated to him, he said that some of you would even pluck out your own eyes and gave them to him. What kind of dedication we got like that today? I mean, he's just using it as a euphemism,
yep,
figure of speech. You don't expect people to pluck his eyes out. He's communicating to the people, let them know, I know your dedication.
Okay,
as a matter of fact, Paul goes through even deeper and says, you people even knew my infirmity in my flesh, and yet and still,
yes,
it did not even cause you to despise me.
Yep.
What? Where is that at in this day's world?
Yep.
Where is that at?
Mm. That love, that depth of love.
Man, that's some love, teacher.
Yep.
You got that right. That is some love. Where is that at, though? I can only imagine, Pastor Dow, and all of a sudden, I fall into some sin or something. Boy, y'all crucify me, wouldn't you? Y'all hang me up by the toes.
Yeah, folks. Having these knives in the dark.
They have the knives, boy, ready to throw on. They're running social media and lost salvation and every damn thing else. Your salvation should be in him.
Yes.
I keep telling you, I'm fallible and flawed just like anybody else.
True.
But I know the instructions teaches us,
yes,
that we have a greater condemnation. So
yes,
much is given, much is required.
Yes.
We ought to walk circumspectly,
yes,
and not as fools, redeeming the time, because we know the days are evil. So we know,
yes,
the terror of the Most High. So therefore, we persuade men, and we live our life in persuasion, knowing fully the terror,
yes,
of the Most High Yah. Take a drink offering on that one. So therefore, we speak not as someone that is on the outside of the covenant, but as those on the inside has been partakers. But then the next thing you know, myself and Elder Root was on the broadcast. The Most High digging in more. And what does that old scripture say, teach, be sure your sin is going to do what? Find you out. It's going to find you out. And I think the problem, oh yeah, by the way, bless y'all, Brazil. I think the problem that we're having today is that Christianity has so relaxed things and have tainted the minds of people that, you know, everybody believes that they're on equal footing concerning the call of salvation. Let me just give you an example for the Most High. Now, we don't have a Levitical priesthood today, but we're all kings and priests, all right? I want y'all to listen to me very carefully. I'm going to show y'all something. Before you could even be in the priesthood, you already had to have an established family, and you must have been married to a virgin because he didn't want you tainted. And you must have been at least 50 years old. So when you go back to the law, you go back to Torah, it tells a priest that if you're going to take a wife, she has to be a virgin. That means the priest was marrying young people. Think about, let's go to, most people don't want to talk about this stuff. This is not the subject tonight. I'm just putting a defibrillator on your mind before we get going. Yosef or Joseph, the one who married Miriam or Mary, it don't give us his age. But he had already had children. Where did Jesus' brothers come from that ended up being apostles? See what I'm saying? These people, you have to understand, when you've been reared and raised in a satanic, Christian, monogamous society, you can't think outside of the box that they have already placed you in. Because you're limited by your doctrine. So you think about this.
Very much so.
Everybody already know that Miriam, proper translation, she was just a teenage girl. Josephus and everybody talks about that. First century historian. That means yourself, Joseph, had to be somewhere along about late 30s, 40s, or 50, could be 50 years old.
Somewhere around that far, yeah.
Because he already had sons. Man, these people, no self-autonomy whatsoever at all. But don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming anybody. Faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of Yah, and you just simply can't hear without a preacher. Are you a preacher? Are you a preacher? Because if you're not a preacher on this level right here, then you're designed to listen to the preacher.
Oh, yes. That's order.
And then the book says, how can they hear except they be sent?
Yes.
And who sent them?
Yah.
Yah did.
Yes.
We better wake up.
Amen.
So that means here, yourself, 40, 50, 30, 40, 50 years old, married a teenage girl. And out of, now, the Messiah, the Most High Yah, you remember, because remember before, they were even touched, they didn't even touch each other. She was already found with child. And Joseph thought to say, you know what, there's no way, this woman ain't pure. He was going to put her away privately. Think about that for a second. Because Israelite men married virgins back then.
Yes.
Y'all have got me digressing all the way. I will say something that's going to offend a lot of y'all damn people right now. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to speak in so simple of terms. You hear me? That you can't miss it. Now, when a father has a daughter, the book says that he who marries his daughter have performed a weighty matter. That's what the book says.
It's written.
When a man marries the daughter of a man. Let me stop for a second. I'm going to digress again. Keep me on point, Teach, okay? Keep me on point. I had some Jezebel on Facebook, and all of them kept saying, you know, you put out a video, or you put out something. I talk about the marriage license, right? How many years have I been talking about this marriage license? Do you know, Teach?
Sure. Very long time.
As long as what we can remember it.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can find this real quick. All right. I want y'all to listen to this. I posted this today on Facebook. And I've got the 77-page document right here in PDF form. I'll give it to you all. All right? Matter of fact, I may even try to see if I can post it up on Patreon. And listen to what it says. Remember, Pastor Dow has been warning people about marriage licenses. Right? So instead of just dealing with the truth at hand, everybody comes up with these hypotheticals. What about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? I simply summed it up like this, and they didn't like it either. I said, see, this is how gone away backwards we are as a nation. When a man went to a woman's father, proper order, to obtain a wife, he came with a bride price. Is that right? To pay for the value of the woman. Because when you go marry a daughter, you're taking value out of a man's home.
Yes.
And basically, when you give a bride price, y'all know what y'all doing? You're basically buying the woman. She becomes your property because she was the property of the man. Don't the book says we've been bought with a price? And we all, are we not all a purchased possession?
Come on. Amen.
Don't come in here with your Christianity theology and doctrine. Go take that mess somewhere else. We're talking about them who know the law. And everybody don't know it, so listen. If you ain't a preacher, then shut up and listen and then go search out what I'm saying.
Yes.
So a woman in Israel did not leave her father's house until some man came along and was willing to pay the price of her goods.
Yes.
And that was negotiated on. If you can't understand that analogy, do y'all want me to stop before I get cranked up here? I wouldn't even really go on this way, but y'all want me to stop before I get cranked up here? I'm getting cranked up already. I can see it now.
Yeah. Wendell Wordless.
If you cannot understand that analogy, let's think about it today in the value of a car. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever went out and bought a brand new car before? Let me see, a brand new car, very low mileage, hasn't been used. You know what I mean?
Loaded
with features, untouched. Nobody else's hand has been on it. And guess what? The new car hadn't been driven much. The problem we got today in this society is if you're going to associate a car with women today, some of you got high mileage.
Yeah.
But you want the value of a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh.
You got parts that need to be replaced. You've been driven a lot. You've been sold. I'm getting to that. You've been a wretch. Associate that with emotionally wrecked,
yeah.
Naturally wrecked, spiritually wrecked. And some of you can't even be restored.
Come on.
You can't even damn be restored. But yet, each and every last one of you today think that you have the value of a brand new car. You've been experienced.
Mm-hmm. Driven by
transmission done went out. Bottom done fell out of it. And yet still you want a buyer to come by and pay the same price for you as they would pay for a brand new car. You are out of your damn mind.
Hello?
And then you get mad at me because the book states that the restoration of all things is at hand. We have to restore this somewhere. Somebody got to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just that Pastor Dow is the one that's got the chutzpah in this generation to do it. Don't care about how offended people get.
It don't matter. Yes, yeah, true.
We got to bring it out of here.
We just got to go. Got to go for it.
And if you've been a woman that's got, you've been used, you've been bought and sold, and you got high miles on you, shoot. If somebody took some of them parts off, you were creating another car, you should be happy that you could be able to at least teach another car how not to have high miles. Listen, some of you, you got so many damn miles on you that you're trying to preserve yourself through synthetic oil. Jesus said, you clean the outside of the cup of the platter.
Mm-hmm.
So you want people to put Bondo on your bodywork, sand and buff you and put a brand new paint job, but you still an old car.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't understand that natural analogy, which you should,
yes.
Maybe now you can get the spiritual analogy.
Yeah.
So when a man would go and basically buy a woman's price,
yeah.
He expecting to get something that ain't been used.
Yes. He's invested in something good.
Yes. The value of this is really good.
Oh, yes.
Ain't that what he's expecting?
That's what he's expecting.
Let me read you something for a second. Pastor Dow just didn't wake up last night and start talking about it. I've been talking about this for well over 20 years.
Yes.
Final judgment of civil orders, April 11, 2014. When you apply for a marriage license, a private for-profit franchise of the United Nations doing business as the state of whatever state you get married in, claim custodial ownership interest in your marriage relationship and the products resulting from it. Well, what are the products resulting from it? Well, we gonna find out then. I told you 1,000 times. Well, before I even had this document. I just got this document today. On the basis of your signature, this entity secretly claimed to own you, your wife, and your children as chattel. According to them, when you apply for a marriage license, the nature of the marriage contract changes and becomes a civil contract. So basically, marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties. You know what the three parties are? The husband, the wife, and the state.
Yep.
And you, many of you people don't think that you're in a polygynous I ain't gonna say polygamy. This is a polyamory.
Yeah, there you go.
This is polyamory.
Yeah.
This is forbidden by Torah.
Yes, it is.
Relationship.
There you go. Perspective.
If you ever did to give a foreign, privately owned corporation merely calling itself the state of permission to distribute your assets in a divorce to force you to pay alimony and child support to seize custody of your minor children under armed force? Were these results of signing a marriage license ever disclosed to you by the state? Hell to the no, no, no. Did the state disclose you the identity or nature of the franchise or the foreign for non-profit, privately owned corporation? No.
Ooh.
Nope. You were never required to have a marriage license to be lawfully married. One more time. You were never required to have a marriage license to be lawfully married. Because of public law 97-280, you could have just recorded in the family Bible. You could have made your own particular private contract agreement between you, the two parties. You know, hopefully father and the man's getting ready to pay the bride price.
Between you and the Most High, not you and the state.
That, say it again.
Between you and the Most High, not you and the state.
There we go. But was that fact ever disclosed to you by the state? No, we think not, because why? They bind you to these adhesion contracts. And then you get mad at me. Speaking on Galatians 4:16. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You get mad at me for telling you the damn truth. And yet many of you have been conditioned so much, you think if you don't have a marriage license from the state, you ain't got no protection. That's just so how spiritually inept and stupid you are.
Trying to shine a light and they can't
do it.
Gotta shield the eyes from the brightness.
So when the book says, come out or hurt my people, you better come out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hell, getting quiet in that chat room now, though, isn't it? Listen, I want to help save a lot of pain and suffering from a lot of people. Listen, if you're not ready to hear the truth and you're not ready to change, you don't need to be listening to me. It's an extremely dangerous thing to listen to me. As a matter of fact, where that book is? See this Bible right here? This Bible? This book has killed more people than any war has ever had in the history of mankind. Kill a lot of people. Kill a lot of people.
Yes.
The state just got finished telling you that you entered into a third-party contractual agreement, and that the fruit of that union belongs to the state, which is your children.
Yeah.
And you are nothing more than chattel. How do you like that language?
No.
But you won't go down. See, the problem is you want to be legal, but you don't give a damn about being lawful.
Amen.
And then when the state comes to calls you on these adhesion contracts that you sign ignorantly, and I might add, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Is that what they say?
Right.
They mock you.
Amen.
Hey, baby. And I'm sitting up here trying to help save y'all so alive, and you don't even want to listen to me. You want to get all of your damn sorry feelings and emotions rather than walking in the newness of life. I tell you. So, the man basically buys the woman and she becomes his property. same way the Most High bought us.
Oh, yes.
You paid a high price for it.
Very high price. We must have.
You paid a high price.
Man,
but
that value.
Man, I'm sorry to tell you, but the Most High resents it.
Yes.
When you go out and play the whore on him.
Yes.
You go out and start serving other y'all, other mighty ones like Baal's. You try to create a polyamorous relationship with the Most High Yah. It's spiritual adultery. I don't think this world, matter of fact, I know this world. I don't give a damn whether you're ready or not, like it or not. The Most High Yah says ready or not. It's time for this truth to be restored. It's here.
It's time.
It's here.
It's the dispensation.
I'm the preacher,
yes.
And I won't do it. So who does this man, does the father give his daughter to? Because we know that even in Israel, there's prohibitions against us even having rebellious and stubborn sons.
It is.
Some of you in Israel, and you're rebellious and stubborn. Some of you are old and stubborn. You're old by committee and stubborn, but not pure by youth. Oh, it's getting heavy in here. It's getting real heavy in here. It's getting real heavy in here.
Good. Very good. Very much so.
I am the last man on earth, I'm going to say this, right, that would ever try to condemn someone based on their past without Yah. Everything you did in your past without Yah, you were designed to do.
Come on, Pastor.
You were children without Yah, without any hope.
Yes.
You ran to the same excess of rioting as living other people done in the world.
Yes.
I'm not condemning you for that. No. You already condemned it until you repented.
Yes.
Now you claim to be a child of the King.
Yes. We don't know you.
How many of y'all repented and claim to be a child of the King? Raise your hand. Come on. You've been born again.
Come on.
Raise your hand, damn it. Come on, devil on yourself.
Because
you know I'm getting ready to pull that choke chain and that rope hard.
All right. There's order.
Now, y'all out there still living like a bunch of damn holes and homemongers. Yeah, damn banshees and hyenas. As if the blood of Jesus ain't never touched your ass.
None of that.
Where's the conviction of the Holy Spirit at?
Come on.
That tells you when something is damn wrong.
Yes, come on.
Woo.
Check.
Oh, hell yeah, you should be fearing. Y'all should be fearing. I told y'all.
Yeah.
Who's that? It's got straightway in this crosshairs. Do you know the reason why? Because judgment must first begin at the house of Yah. And if it begins first in us, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Some of you ungodly as hell. So let's go back to this stubbornness. Don't the Bible say that stubbornness is as idolatry? Some of you claim to be my sons, and yet you're stubborn. See, you think it's a life thing. Past, I just want you to if you could just be my father in the faith. Well, we spoke that. Did not Paul have Timothy call him my son in the faith?
Yes, he did.
You know, have Titus,
yes,
my son in the faith?
Oh, yes.
Ain't some of you begotten of us because of the faith?
Uh-huh.
Really? You got many fathers in the faith, but what kind of you? Are you faithful sons? Are the sons supposed to teach the fathers, or are the fathers supposed to teach the sons?
Come on. That's order.
Somebody need to talk to me. I can understand if you got all of us elders and we just like the damn old men on the back on the block.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't let's do a damn word we say.
True.
Because it's worthless. Y'all see how we're crossing up the natural and then the spiritual, trying to, you know, we bring it back and forth.
Yeah, first with that.
So you can get it. And yet it's still some of you, my son, you claim to be my son, but you dishonor me. You dishonor your fathers in the faith. Let's see what the sentence is for a rebellious son. Dabarim. We'll go from King James. 21, chapter 21, verse 18 through 21, teach.
All right.
Read, teach.
If a man.
If a what?
If a man.
Does what?
Have a stubborn and rebellious son.
Now, hold on. Not just a son. But he's actually speaking about the character of his son. If a man have a what?
Stubborn.
A what kind of what?
Stubborn and rebellious.
Rebellious son, come on.
Which will not obey the voice of his father.
Listen, if you're my son and I tell you, don't do that. Don't go that way. Are you following me? You fall this way and yet you don't do it? You've already done disobeyed the voice of your father. Is that right?
That's right.
I don't know who told y'all this damn ecumenical type spirit. Well, I'm over here and I keep the commandments, but I just ain't going to follow you, Daddy, as you follow Messiah. You out of your damn ever-loving mind.
True.
What you're basically saying is you're disowning yourself like Esau did.
Yes.
Of your birthright and inheritance. See, you people are so damn stupid today. When you talk the way you talk, you have no idea what you're talking about, what you're doing.
Amen.
You're all vainly puffed up in the spirit of your mind. You don't even know what the hell is going on.
True.
I'm sitting up and listening to you talking. I'm like, damn. So our identity is that if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, come on with it.
Which will not obey the voice of his father.
Which will not obey what?
The voice of
his
father.
That means his father has jurisdiction and command over him.
Yes.
Come on.
Or the voice of his mother.
Not only his father, but the voice of the what? Mother.
Well,
don't we find that chain of command over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 11? That was
yes,
a chain of command over there?
Yes, there is.
Come on.
Order. And then, when they have chastened him.
When they did what?
Chastened him.
When they chastened him, come on.
Will not hearken unto them.
They will not hearken unto them. Let's see what we used to do when we had power because we was in our own land. Read on.
Then
what?
Shall his father
do what?
And his mother
and do what?
Lay hold on him.
Mm-hmm.
And bring him out. Bring him out unto the elders of his city.
Wait a minute. I ain't letting nobody judge me. Bullshit. Ain't what the father said. That ain't what the father said. That ain't what the father said.
Amen.
Huh? Come on.
And unto the gate of his place, they shall say unto the elders of the city.
What are they going to say to the elders of the city?
This is our son.
This is our son.
This our son is stubborn.
He's what?
Stubborn. And rebellious.
He's stubborn and rebellious.
He will not obey our voice.
You stop for a second. Do y'all know that when this father and mother brought this son to the elders of the city, they already knew what the sentence was going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Basically what they're saying, translation modern day, look here, our son's a piece of shit. He ain't listening to a damn thing. He don't obey nothing. Look what the sin is going to be. I'm going to help you out. It is better to rid him from Israel because he's a cancer to our society.
Yes.
Than to keep him around. I'm going to say it again. Which one of you fathers and mothers have this type of spirit in you to let your son go? You damn rebellious, stupid-ass women today, you clamorous-ass women, you'll still be begging for your rebellious-ass son to stay in Israel, to tap and run the daughters of Zion. Run them through. Making whores out of daughters of Zion. Wouldn't give a damn long as your damn rebellious and stubborn son live. Where you get that cancerous mindset? What happened to loving Yah more than you love man? Not me. If I was bring my son in that day and that, I'll be the first one to throw a stone in his ass. Will it hurt? It hurts. Will it be painful? Yeah, I'll probably have tears streaming down my neck, but it will be better for his ass to not even be in Israel than to let him permit his ass to keep on going like that.
I mean.
Because I love Yah.
Yes.
Come on.
He will not obey our voice. Is he glutton? And a drunkard.
He's a what?
Drunk,
glutton and drunk. That means he's lazy as hell and all he want to do is just get drunk. Come on.
All the men of his city.
And all the men of the city do what?
Shall stone him with stones.
Shall do what?
Stone him with stones.
Shall stone him with what?
Stones.
Come on.
That he die.
That he do what?
That he die.
That he live forever.
That he die.
Come on.
So shall you.
Here's the key part right here. So shall you do what?
Put evil.
For what?
Put evil.
For what?
Evil.
Yeah, your son. Or what?
Away. 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 From among you.
Y'all hear that?
And all Israel shall hear and fear.
Now who's on the Lord's side? See what I mean? Now, wait a minute. This is the same Father, Heavenly Father, that said he is not going to alter nor change that which has gone out of his lips. Keep on believing what you want to believe. Jesus said, Yahshua said, till heaven and earth pass, not one shot or one pistol shall in no wise pass from the law. Let Christianity and the philosophy of this world keep on mesmerizing you through deceit if you want to. Let them set you up for failure. Hashem.
Hallelujah.
So where we at today, and that's the reason why people, they kick against us at Straightway. Because we have an order set up in this ministry.
Yes.
Why do you think, matter of fact, I'm going to repeat the words what Elder Rufus said to me some time ago. He said, Pastor, I see even the more so why the Most High Yah has a need for us to be in communities, home fellowships.
Yeah.
You know why? Accountability, so your ass don't have the liberty to go out and gad abroad.
Yep.
We were on a tight ship on these communities.
Yeah.
I tell you, the ship on the community is so tight, it's pretty damn hard for you to pass gas. Promise you that. We don't tour around our young daughters, man.
No.
No, hell no.
They gotta stay pure. Yes. They gotta have good friends.
All the way from Ashpots to Cheyenne, Tammy.
Yes.
any of these young daughters out there being on this community, they all would tell you, they all would tell you, I spoke harsh as hell, and I still speak harsh as hell to them. It ain't that I don't love them, I just know what their ass is. Here we are, Teacher Shane. Let's go back in. Here we are. Let's just make it real. If y'all want us to make it real, somebody type real. We're going to make it real for a second before we go on. Type real. Y'all heard me make the statement that while y'all was feasting and playing, we were fasting and praying. From the beginning, I got this man sitting right over here by the right. Dad Dow came in before he did, and he's gone on to be with the Most High. And this man sitting right here at Dad Dow's kitchen table with me and just heard one scripture study. Is that right?
One, yes.
And he has been with me in this labor from that day. And he has given up all, forsaken all, lost all for the cause, and he has stayed the course.
Hallelujah.
Lost families, lost wives, lost children, and has stayed the course.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I'm talking about young children. What was the youngest? Was the youngest Sebastian? Who?
It was 3 months old.
3 months old. 3 months old. Wife Kitty Trace is gone left. He stayed the course. Keep trying to tell y'all women, once a man is sold out for y'all, there is no price of bribery that he's ever going to pay. Not for the kingdom. Not for the kingdom.
No.
Ain't going to happen. And he's been with me throughout this whole time. Listen, and I'm talking about the men, because the women in the ministry, they've been right there with us.
Oh, yes.
They're putting emphasis on the men like the book says. We have literally forsaken all, our whole entire livelihood to do this.
Yes.
This man went to work for over 20-something years up at Walmart and gave every dime that he has ever made.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever been lacking?
No.
You ever been wanting for anything?
No, sir.
He just gave me an offering right now. Teacher Shane, right here. Just gave me an offering right here. Right now. And even still to this day, he's forsaken all. And he's given all. Still lacking?
No, sir.
Ever want for anything?
No, sir.
All your needs are met?
Definitely.
And me, you still can't get it. You still can't get it.
Amen.
And we're just literally giving up our life just so that the book could be manifested in this day that we're living in now. You know the reason why? Because we looked out and was nobody else could do it. They were all playing religion. They were all churching. They weren't serious about the Most High God. That's what they were all churching. Now, we read the book and said, you know what? That's what we're going to do right there.
Yeah.
Exactly what the Father said.
Yes.
That's the reason why when you hear us speak, the entrance of our words have power. They're not, we don't speak like as one as the scribes and Pharisees. See, when I say something, it hits like a two-ton heavy stick.
Hallelujah.
It goes down and it pounds the living daylights out of your ass and your soul.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because they that preach the message must live.
Live, 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 live.
His words have impact.
Yes.
Because they that preach the message must
live.
You don't live it, you don't have the same impact.
No.
You don't have the same impact. Our resume is not only written here on earth, but it's written in heaven. Deny all you want. Hate the way we look, hate our words, but you can't deny the fruit. Since then, the Most High Yah has added faithful men.
Hallelujah, yes.
That he has put his same spirit into.
Hallelujah.
That love the Most High just as much as we do.
Yes.
Will not be no compromise.
Amen.
In any way, shape, fashion, or form, ain't playing around with no sin, iniquity, and transgression. Y'all better hear me.
Amen.
Y'all better hear me. You want somebody to toy around, play around with your soul? You got Baki out there.
You got Christianity
out there. You got people of all flavors. They will stroke your ego.
Yeah, put you on your back and
they'll stroke your ego.
Bend your old one. Go at you.
Not straightway.
No.
We're trying to save your soul alive. Well, I'm telling you, we ain't like these people. We ain't compromising. Our life has been given up just so that you can have life and live. That makes sense.
Yeah, death works in us so that life can be in you.
That's the word. That's a damn good word.
Yes.
That's book.
That's book.
That's straight up book right there.
Yes.
And many of you, you're so arrogant and prideful today, you don't think you can be judged. I ain't done yet. I'm going to tell you what, I ain't done yet. But some of you people, as my old grandmama used to say, and teacher say, he's been around so long, he even met my grandma.
Oh, yes.
He even met her. And that damn jack leg preacher she had over, who I handed him his ass in.
Yes. Yes.
That damn buffoon. I laid his ass up, didn't I? The reason why the people don't want to come this way is because they don't want to submit to judges. Even to them who are least esteem above you to judge. Ain't that what the Messiah said?
Yeah.
Israel had that problem and trouble in the day. And the book says in that day, because there were no judges in the land, let's see their attitude and character. See what people are walking out today. Judges chapter 2, verse 19, reteach.
And
come on with it.
And it came to pass.
What happened?
When the judge was dead.
What happened?
That they returned.
That they what?
They returned.
Come on.
And corrupted themselves.
What did they do?
Corrupted themselves.
Because there was no what? Judges in the land. They did what?
Corrupted themselves.
Stop. Going back to the words of El Rufus, I see the reason why we need communities and home fellowships. You know the reason why? One big gigantic word, accountability. You see, as a leader of the community, as a leader in the community, we can't run around acting like the damn lay people. What kind of respect you gonna have for us?
True.
If we run around acting like a bunch of loose ass cannons.
Yes.
Read on.
And corrupted themselves more than their fathers.
You mean to tell me they would pass the rebellious fathers, they didn't want to follow Yah,
yeah.
They added on to it.
Yeah.
Read on.
In following other mighty ones.
Did what?
In following other mighty ones to serve them.
To do what?
Serve them.
mighty ones.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to say this right now. And none of us are perfect by any stretch of imaginations. We're going on to perfection. But 99.9% of you women in this ministry, you couldn't be in my house. You couldn't do it. Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, and Summer, I'm telling you, there's some good women in my house.
Yes. I testify, yes.
What do you say, teach?
I give second witness. Hallelujah.
Teacher Shane said, I second that witness.
Yeah.
Most of you, you just can't do it. First of all, number one, I'll give you a few passes, but I ain't going to tolerate your ass. Your heart, hey, you don't have the fear of Yah in you. You have lost the fear of Yah. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot.
Now, you hear a teacher over here seconding the motion.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I got a beautiful, submitted, Yah-fearing, pastor-loving family.
Yes, that is so true.
And they are all extremely instrumental in the ministry. I actually feel sorry for them sometimes.
Yes,
I feel sorry for them because they actually take a lot of weight off of me. And I still got a heavy load.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Very good help me. Very good help me. Great price.
Summer, she's the youngest one.
Yes.
She only been in the faith, maybe, 3 years, coming up on 3 years now?
Man.
Only been in the faith 3 years, and she wiser than a lot of you people have been in the faith 25 years already.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This girl has loved her.
Yeah, Mother Carol loved her. And I'll tell you, I just can't even... I'm a blessed man. I truly am a blessed man on this earth. I don't understand for the life of me why, if y'all see these examples sitting in front of you, why don't you want to follow it?
Come on.
Where's the good envy?
Yes. These are bright lights. Mm.
Y'all need a teacher over there unsolicited.
Yes. Bright lights. Good for me.
I don't get it. If you want to be good, and you are good, you should want to gravitate to that which is good.
Yeah, that's...
Don't the book says follow that which is good?
The spirit in us shall always gravitate toward that. If it be of God.
Finish Judges 2:19.
And to, this is amazing, and to bow down unto them. And they cease not from their own doing.
Stop. And they cease not from their what?
Their own doing.
And they cease not from their what? Their
own doings.
And not from what?
Not from their stubborn way.
That's from you. Old, just as old as I am, you still won't stop from your own doings to be perfected.
A way that is stubborn.
Is a stubborn. Just stubborn. Stubborn. Which is iniquity and idolatry and witchcraft. Literal witchcraft. Is it not literal witchcraft?
Yes. It is. You won't serve God, but you won't serve the other mighty ones.
It don't make no sense. Read Proverbs 29, verse 1. This is the majority of the men in Israel. Proverbs 29, verse 1. Read.
He. That being often reproved.
No. Sometimes.
Often reproved.
Just a few times.
Often reproved.
I've only had to rebuke that brother once.
Often reproved.
It's just something continually over and over and over again. Just when you think that you're not improved on one thing, we got to get on to you about something else, and you are often corrected.
Yes.
Often reproved. Read on.
Hardened his neck.
That's what happened to some of you. You have got to the point now that you're in the heart of your damn neck. The Most High drew you to me.
Yeah.
He drew you to this ministry. And now you can't hack it because you're so damn stubborn. And you hardening your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Damn neck like pig iron.
Pig iron. Red.
The more you get corrected, the more obstinate you get. The more you get corrected, the more vindictive you get. The more you get corrected, the more distance you get.
Hardened.
Y'all got to understand something. Listen, Teacher Shane and I didn't start this journey just to be lost. When I tell you that we mean business with the Most High Yah, and I'll tell you right now, we got a damn good family here on Straightway. What do you think?
Hallelujah.
Our family here on Straightway. We got a damn good family.
We got a family.
We got a real family here on Straightway.
Real family.
I'm telling you, the whole entire community.
Yes.
The whole entire community.
Yes.
Man, this community, it was born for each other.
Yes.
We have a family. I love every single soul on this community. We got a family.
Yes, we do.
And they are 100% committed. They in this. I don't think something you can do to commitment. What do you think?
True.
I don't think you can dial self enough because you're so selfish.
True.
We don't love with each other with just words. We love indeed.
Yes. Real love. True love.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yes. This real, we talk real stuff here.
Yes.
We talking about very real stuff here. Reteach.
Shall suddenly be destroyed.
Why is it that sometimes that the community heads and leaders got to continue to keep saying stuff to y'all over and over and over and over and over again, and you still don't want to listen? Well, what's happening is your head is getting harder, your heart is getting harder, and one day you're going to suddenly be cut off. I told y'all. Remember that message I preached some time ago that the Most High brought a lot of y'all here just so he could cut you off? He did that just so he can be justified.
Not
see their own pride. Teach 1 Samuel 15:23. Watch out, here it is.
Son of man.
It says, for rebellion. That's Ezekiel. You're reading Ezekiel. It's on the first page, still saying
yeah,
first page.
First Samuel.
No. Yeah. 1 Samuel 15:23.
Yeah.
The scripture's at the bottom. Yeah. Now go back to the previous page.
For rebellion
is what?
Is that the sin of witchcraft?
Is that a sin of what?
Witchcraft.
Wait. Some rebellion.
Or rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
So rebellion is associated with sin. Do you know the majority of people that rebel don't know what the hell they're doing?
True.
Do you know that? They literally don't know what the hell they're doing. They just rebel.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what they feel.
Yes.
Demons.
They sin.
But it's as the sin of what?
Witchcraft.
Keep going.
And stubbornness.
What's that word again?
Stubbornness.
What's that word again?
Stubbornness.
Is what?
Is as iniquity.
And what?
And idolatry.
Come on.
Because you have rejected the word of Yah.
Because you have rejected the word of Yah, do what?
He has also rejected you.
From doing what?
From being king.
All right. All right. I know. Yeah, the scripture's at the bottom in the... Yeah. All right, so here we go. All right, just got a download come in. Check this out. I realize all of us have had some stench in the world. Is that right?
Amen. Yes, sir. True.
How many times have I talked to you about that other pastor being preached and taught?
True.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We've even seen him run around the corner here a couple times on the land. There he is right there, passed out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're on YouTube channel,
too. I want all you daughters of Zion, everybody, listen to me. If any man, I don't give a shit who it is. If any man, somebody puts the record button on this one. Puts the record button on this one. If any man ever come to you and say, Pastor Dow said, or I'm telling you what Pastor says. First thing you do is you come straight to me. You ain't got to have no fear coming straight to me. Just come on straight to me, and I'll confirm it or not. Because the day you drop my name, now I'm in the mix to confirm why I said it or not. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Don't start to make no damn lie out of me.
Amen.
How much more? Can I be in more fear than that?
Right on.
I don't need nobody misrepresenting my words.
True. True.
We got a lot of you brand new daughters of Zion in this ministry.
Yes.
If you don't know what the protocol is on any damn thing, you should know by now. You listen to me. Is that right?
That's right.
Listen to me.
Yes, as the Father.
We'll direct you in the right way. We'll direct your paths. If anybody ever come and say, Pastor Dow said, or I understand, Pastor, check it out.
Check it out.
As soon as you hear my name,
yes,
walk directly up to me. I won't cut you off. I won't bite your head off. Now, we'll look at crazy stuff like what the hell you doing, but I'm a very damn good listener.
Yes.
I promise I am. I know I look stupid, but I'm a very good listener. You know, I have to keep saying this. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to say it again. Elder Rufus is the only man that is married in his ministry other than Pastor Dowell that said to his disciples, anytime you want to go to Pastor Dowell, and you disagree about something that's going on in his home, you have the freedom, you have the liberty, go. You know what that means? That's a man is saying, I'm so confident in my headship and my leadership, go.
Yes.
That someone is unafraid.
Yes.
Unafraid.
Yes.
Not only that, he knows the character of his
yes.
pastor.
Yes.
But he also knows his own heart.
Yes.
And even if he don't even think he knows it, he's willing that if he's wrong, let me fall on the sword.
Yes.
So I can get right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's it.
Most of you people.
Great humility. Shh,
don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. No. Are you people trying to come and change the damn order of things around here? With your rebellious ass. Rebellion is what?
As a sin of witchcraft.
I could turn around and send my whole entire family to Straightway, Georgia for 3 months and wouldn't have a damn thing to worry about. Elder Rufus could turn around and send his whole family up here to Straightway, Tennessee, and wouldn't have a damn thing to worry about, both naturally and spiritually.
Amen.
Not one damn thing.
True.
trust God.
How many of you can say that?
Come on.
How many of you can say that? Because you got to understand, all my size, I want to just talk to Pastor Dow. Every single one of them are highly intelligent and extremely keen. And they are spiritual.
Hallelujah. True.
They are discerning. Ain't nobody going to bullshit them.
It is true.
Woo-wee. You know, Pastor Dow, I talk to mine all the time. We do scripture studies in the house. We do. We talk about the book, ministry, everything. Nah, never mind. I really wish that I really truly wish that people could follow us as we follow Messiah. Oh, let me tell you this. Elder Rufus and Shives is extremely spiritual and keen too. Yeah. They ain't got no choice but to be. They're under him.
Yes.
They don't have no choice but to be. They're under him.
And Mother Jennifer.
Oh, Mother Jennifer, man. I had some dumbasses. Okay, you remember when we did Mother Jennifer, I'm going to do it like this, alleged ordination.
Yes.
What we did was a reconciliation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They said, this is what they said. Oh, hell, you know they're looking for us on fall or something. Look at them. Because our life is on display. It's on camera,
yep.
Right? They are ordaining women now. I think it was Elder Doug or somebody said, when did you see some oil poured over her head? When did you see somebody lay hands on them and pray for them? No. You didn't see anything?
Yes.
You didn't see none of that?
Yes.
All we did was just acknowledge who she is.
Yes.
As a mother in Israel.
Yes.
But these stupid-ass people, we did it as a witness in front of all Israel, let you know that she's a mother.
Yes.
She don't get ordained like a man does.
No.
She don't get anointed part to her like a man does. You people, where the hell was you? Did you not see it? Oh, boy. I told Mother Jennifer, I said, bless you. I feel sorry for you. You know what I mean? It's a joking matter, but,
yeah,
hey, and you know what? She actually felt the weight of that, man. It wasn't even a week and the weight came down on her. It wasn't even a week and the weight came down on her.
Yeah, it's all things important.
Did you hear that? It wasn't even a week. I cried. I literally cried. Because I know the weight of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put our Messiah on the tree.
Israel, it is an honor to serve. Mother Jennifer says an honor to serve. It is an honor to serve. It's always an honor to serve. But you know what? You understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
We all understand that. We all understand the great joy and great tribulation and the honor that there is in humility.
Yes.
Because we get it.
Yes.
Most people ain't never, I'm going to use this word. You ready?
All right.
I'm going to use a Hebraic phrase and term.
Yes.
Because they have never crossed over.
Over.
To understand it. They don't get it. They're still in the low base Gentile mindset. They don't understand that there's strength in humility.
Yes. Still seeking to save their own life.
Man, I got a young man on this community right now, man. His heart is right out the mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, right out. He loves Israel, loves Yah. With all his heart, he does. And he means business.
Yes.
Impeccable character. Impeccable nature. Matter of fact, got more damn sense than a lot of old-ass people on this land.
Amen.
I've known him ever since he was 19 years old, 18, 19 years old. Just a man of character.
Yes.
I can trust him. I can send him on a mission and trust him. And you know it's going to get done right.
Amen.
You ain't got to look over his shoulder. I mean, anyway, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise to the Most High.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, shit, we should have got Teacher Shane off damn job 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, I was telling my shot, is Summer, are you in there, Summer? I don't know if she still remembers or not. We got a good thing going, though.
Yes.
We do. I believe before our time is up, Teach, though, that we're going to be able to go to the grave in peace, though.
Yes.
I believe that, man.
Okay, I'll learn peace, man.
Do you remember that I told you about ever since Teacher Shane been on this land when he got off job? What did I say?
It was a couple
of
days ago. A
couple of days ago. Listen to this.
Yes, sir. You just said that he's stuck to his job and he's been faithful.
Yep.
And he's the only one that has put in that much time
without
complaining. And then since he's been off the job, he keeps on working. He's always find something to do.
Yes. And I said that he has saved us more money on this land.
Right. Fixing stuff.
Yeah. Watch this. How many kerosene heaters did you run over that we done stored up on this land because we had people too damn lazy to service them?
I think all that we had on the land.
Every single, how many was that? Just give me a figure. It had to be at least 10 or 15 of them.
It was around 10, 12 of them.
You see what I mean?
And only one that I couldn't do nothing with.
You see what I mean?
It didn't take him no time. Once he
got
off the job, he started getting after it.
Watch this. How much direction do I tell you what to do on a daily basis?
Not much at all.
You see what I mean? A righteous man.
Yeah.
A righteous man. He judges his own self. Don't need no judgment. Don't need no word. He already knows what needs to be done. Yeah, I told him. Did I tell you? I said, damn, he has saved us so much money. I should have got him off damn job 10 years ago. He saved us so much damn money. Teach Shane has. He fixes every damn thing. He done turned around. We had all these expensive ass Wheaties. We got expensive weed eaters here. Steals. Most people don't know what that means. Steal weed. How many of them you done turn around, salary spot, put them together and stuff, made them functional? So we don't even have to spend money to buy another $380 weed eater. See, what I'm getting to is these are the type of people that you need to surround yourself by in order to be successful on communities. Because everybody ain't going to be with it. And what I can say as far as my family on Straightway, we got to do, maybe you're probably the youngest adult here. Do we not got a collective unity?
We do.
Do they not get it done?
They get it done. Everybody serves their purpose and are working hard.
Getting it done. Thank you, babe. We getting it done. Men, women, children. I can't wait before I get to tie some fire to some of these children's ass, though. I'm going to get their ass. You can see it, though, right? You can see they like, you know, we're going to get them when they get teenagers. We're going to get them before they get teenagers. You know that, right? We'll be good and good and love. Go love them. You better believe it. We're going to get them. Build good character in them.
Yes. Want to be pure. Right.
But we've, y'all seen where Elder Rubens them down in Georgia, they've been spending a lot of time. The community down in Georgia with Elder Rubens and the community there in southern Tennessee with Brent Craig on them, they've been spending a lot of money and a lot of time down on the community in Alabama to get it ready. And then it's going to be time for our crew to come down there Straightway. We won't get our tents. We won't at least be. I promise you one thing, Straightway. My long life with Elder Rufus and Brother Brent Grego. They put a lot of time and they've done a lot of work down there. And then straightway time to get out. I guarantee you one thing, when straightway get there, I'm just talking about us straightway. When we get there, we'll do more work in 1 week than y'all can do in 6 months. Am I exaggerating?
No. God is able.
And then if I can get just 1 or 2 days, because Brother Brett, he runs a job, and Brother Brett got a job. He has a business he runs.
Yes.
If I can get just maybe 1 or 2 from him and then 1 or 2 from L. Rufus and him, man, let me tell y'all something. Straightway Alabama, y'all going to be all right.
Brother Chris. His labor.
Oh, yeah, Chris already been down there. Chris working with the communities in Tennessee and
yes.
Kentucky.
Yes.
He ain't been down at Alabama just yet, but he coming, though. I mean, Chris, the best dozer worker we got in the ministry, man. Come on, man. And Zach, you make sure that you get in that damn, you get your ass well and get in that stove so that Brother Chris can be freed up. To be used in the ministry straightway so he can do what he's been designed and created.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell y'all one thing, Israel. I made sure, I said to them this year and that's got clear, but I made sure, all of 2022, we ain't going to get caught up in no damn foolishness with the rest of these damn bumping their gum, mouth-ass people, all they want to do is set up and just talk. They ain't got nothing to do. And the majority of them have never in their whole damn life have done nothing for nobody but their own damn self. Selfish. Just selfish. We got a lot of building to do. We got a lot. 2022 is a building year for us. Teacher Shane and I are both 55 years old. We ain't got too much more time left on this earth. You know, y'all think that 20 years is a long time. We done did 20. We done did, matter of fact, we're close to 25 to 20. That ain't a long time. That is not a long time. And we're not getting younger. We're getting older. And it's a damn shame when you got 55-year-old men that can outwork 30 and 20-year-old men. The only young man I've seen in this ministry that we ain't never been able to work, they work to our level. And they still keep going to do the cleanup and stuff afterwards because they have that honor and respect. Same what we used to do. Shit, Brother Brett,
yeah.
Brother JC, Brother Scott.
Yes.
Man, shoot, they do it, man. We got some brothers here. We got some horses.
Yes.
And Brother Nate.
Yes.
Brother Nate, man, shit. And Brother Victor, he's out on the truck right now.
Yes.
He's out on the truck right now. And then Brother Ray, you can't say enough about Brother Ray has, man. That brother, he's a horse, man. Good teacher, too.
Yes.
His teachers we put on Patriot is there.
Oh, yes.
Man, he be going in. We just got a damn good family. I love my family. All my heart I do. I love them. I believe we got Lions Den coming up. What do you think?
I ain't heard nothing else. Yeah.
Well, do we have Lions Den coming up? We got a big Shabbat tomorrow because we've been snowed out for the last couple of weeks, ice and air, damn thing, next thing you know. So we got a big site. It's going to be over 200-something people. Oh, hallelujah. Bless Brother Daniel. Bless Brother Sam. Hallelujah. Brother D, Brother Rob, Brother Lee, Brother Sam. I always call y'all the four horsemen. Don't worry about Frog Man. I talk about you and Jonathan and all y'all all the time. And Petty. I know there's one thing, Petty. Why your ass don't stop singing? Petty don't stop singing. Well, you know, call it. I think what Petty is doing is trying to call himself taking a humble road and not say nothing and give it over to everybody else. We don't need these damn brothers who think they can sing sound like a bunch of damn bullfrogs and them damn cows with laryngitis. Sing. And we, before you get out there and sing like David did and all this shit, make sure you get your ass out and get dirty and get busy.
Yes, experience.
I don't let nobody sing on our damn mics unless your ass can get dirty. Isn't that right? That's David, isn't it? Oh, and plus, you notice there's one thing that's uniquely systemic about my family? You come in this family, your ass gonna be involved in music and somehow. You know, they all up there singing like canaries too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you look at this guy, man. Did he not bug you about that guitar?
Oh yeah.
Guitar, man. That boy loves guitar, drums, cymbals, anything to make music. He's on it.
He's on YouTube today.
Yeah, he's on. You know, I tried to post that privately, just so he could look at it. I didn't even know I put it publicly.
Yeah, we're public.
Boy, he's playing that at the end of it. Ling, 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 ling. This guy's a good son. He's a good little man. At least right now, he's a good little man. Well, see, I think his character and nature has been named right coming out of his womb. His Kaya. Well, glory to the King. Thanks, we love y'all. Lives in coming up next. Get real. Yah hates rebellion. Yah cannot stand a stubborn person.
Yeah, stubborn. Yes.
Why some of y'all are so, well, I mean, what does this stubborn spirit come from? What, I mean, stubborn. What, are you fearing somebody going to tell you wrong? What does it teach?
Oh, from pride, I believe. Pride.
It does. It does. You got it. Pride go before destruction. And a hardy spirit before a fall. You're right. You're right. You're right. Straightway, y'all stay the course. We here. Ah, mercy. Man. Damn, teach my cow is filling up. It's going a little slow, though. That's good, though. It's filling up, though.
It will.
All right. Anyway, hallelujah. Hey, I bless y'all. I do. I promise you do. Live then coming up. Teach, come on, bring us in. Shalom, Israel. We love y'all.